welcome to Radio Omniglot. I'm Simon Ager, and this is Celtic Pathways, a series in which we explore connections between Celtic languages and look for words with Celtic roots in other languages. In this episode, we uncover Celtic fortresses among the sand dunes. A dune, or dune, is a ridge or hill of sand piled up by the wind. It comes from the Proto-West-Germanic duna, meaning sand dune or hill, via French or Dutch, from the Proto-Germanic dunas, meaning accumulation, pile, heap or mound, or from the Gaulish dunum, meaning hill, from the Proto-Celtic dunum, meaning stronghold or rampart, all of which come from the Proto-Indo-European dunum, meaning enclosure. Related words in the modern Celtic languages include dún, meaning fort or fortress, place of refuge, residence or house in Irish, dún, meaning fortress or heap in Scottish Gaelic, dún, meaning fort or stronghold in Manx, dín, meaning city, fortress or stronghold, and dinas, meaning city in Welsh, dín, meaning fort in Cornish, and dín, meaning fortress in Breton. Apart from dinas in Welsh, these words are mostly found in place names, such as Dungeilgan or Dundalk in Ireland, Dungie, Dundee in Scotland, Dinbych or Denby in Wales, Dinmuir or Dunmuir in Cornwall, and Dinan in Brittany. Words from the same Celtic roots possibly include town and down, as in a chalk hill or rolling grassland in English,
down,
meaning a garden or yard in Dutch,
Tún,
meaning a hayfield in Icelandic, and
Dín,
meaning fence, especially one made of twigs, in Russian. Words from the same Proto-Indo-European roots include dusk, dust, and fume in English,
Dai,
meaning dew, and
Dia,
meaning mud, mire, or sludge in Swedish, and
Fem,
meaning dung or manure in Catalan. You can find a transcript of this podcast, links to further information, and other podcasts at radio.omniglot.com. Thank you for listening and or watching, and goodbye. Slán, chiri, slenlet, hoil, dawelez, genavo.